Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Holy, holy, holy.
they wouldn't have you in the fire.
Why can't we live together? Why you Hello, thank you for calling me. This is Gregory Gerardo.
She's faced the hardest time you could imagine. Many times her eyes fall back to tears, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time a slender shoulder all the fears and a sorrow no one hears still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry.
Let her cry.
Let her dream, for she is a child. while. And if by chance I should hold her, let me hold her for all time. And if I allowed just one possession, I would pick her from the garden to be mine.
Be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much, oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season, and that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby. You, baby, baby. Shoot, baby.
Thank you for calling me.
thing I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Thank you. talking about Navarrete, Theo, Tony, and Milton, Mike, Mike, Sluggo, and Mike, Jillian, T.O.B., Reggie B., and Sid, Dano B., Derek B., Sean B., and don't forget Big Hang, Don Ice, Desire Rock, God Bless, Peter Wax, Chuck, Chuck, and Pope Chop, El Dorado, George, way back in the day, had all the brothers on the hill talking this way, they said, God, have mercy, L.A., Sunshine, and my DJ, Easy Lee, I'm from around the way, Jock, Jock, Philly, Phil, and Don D, all way back there, chillin', Chief, Chief, K.B., T.V.O., Ross, Ross, and A.C., Baroni, Tonski, and Hung Hung, we fight but our hands and nobody's a punk, got it.
G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of it.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
To do what we do, you gotta be able to take abuse. You gotta be able to have people talk crazy about you. In this business, you gotta be able to have people disrespecting you. You gotta smile and you gotta pretend like that's okay. Denzel said to me a few minutes ago, he said, at your highest moment, that's when the devil comes for you.
I'm here!
Wow, dude! It was a G.I. Jane jump. Oh, wow! Smack the shit out of it.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
I'm being called on.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Dude, it was a G.I. Jane jump. Oh, wow. Night in the history of television.
I was a wizard of finance.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA playoff basketball in the G Money Sports Report.
All right, G-Money, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Let's talk NBA basketball. So let's go over the basketball games. Let's start with the Eastern Conference between the Boston Celtics and the Philadelphia 76ers. What's going on with that series right now?
The Philadelphia 76ers are leading that series 3-2. And they play again today in about an hour, about 45 minutes.
All right. Sounds good for Philly. I want Philadelphia 76ers to win the series. All right. And what about the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat?
The New York Knicks beat the Miami Heat yesterday, 112-103. So that puts the Miami Heat is still leading that series, though, 3-2.
Oh, 3-2. Okay, so if Miami wins, then the Knicks can go home. All right, go Miami. Go Miami Heat. Okay, now let's go to the Western Conference. What's going on with the Denver Nuggets playing the Phoenix Suns?
The Denver Nuggets are leading the Phoenix Suns in that series 3-2, and they play game number 6 tonight at 7 p.m.
All right. I'm hoping that Phoenix can pull it out. It's going to be a rough one. I told you that series would probably go 7 games, and it looks like that's what it's going to do. Okay, and what about the famous Los Angeles Lakers playing the Golden State Warriors?
Well, the Golden State Warriors whooped the L.A. Lakers yesterday, 121-106. I don't think the Lakers were ever in the lead in that game. And so now the L.A. Lakers are leading that series 3-2. And they play again tomorrow night at 7 p.m.
Okay. Well, according to the sports reporters, they're saying that the Lakers are going to win the series tomorrow. So it's going to go a total of 6 games, and the Lakers are going to win the series in 6 games.
Yep, I guess we'll see. You know, the Lakers lost, Anthony Davis. I think it was in the third quarter. And so, yeah, they never, I mean, LeBron was doing his best, but, you know, he can't carry the whole team. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. They're saying that hopefully Anthony Davis will be back. He got taken out in a wheelchair yesterday's game. He got hit in
exactly.
the eye. So they took him out in a wheelchair. But they're expecting that he's going to be back today. That's what the news reporters are saying, that he'll be back. But they don't know if he'll be back at full strength or he'll just be on the court. You know, his presence is what the Lakers need. They don't need a bunch. They don't need him to score 20 or 30 points. They just need him to be there so that he can distract the other team while LeBron scores 40 for the win. So we'll see what happens. And that game is tomorrow night?
Right, that's tomorrow night. Game number 6 is tomorrow night.
All right. Well, that sounds good. For the NBA Sports Report, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and that is our NBA Sports Report for today. What's today? May 8th? May
11th.
May 11th. Wow. May 11th, 2023. Okay. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a couple of jokes for you. There were three women that were put in front of a firing squad. The first woman was a redhead, and the sergeant in charge of the firing squad stood her up against the wall and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, "Nope, let's just get this over with." And so the sergeant said, "Ready, aim." And then the lady, the redhead, started saying, "Hurricane, hurricane, hurricane." And everybody ran for cover as she escaped. And then the sergeant got his firing squad together again, and he put a brunette against the wall. And he asked her if she had any last words, and she said no. So he said, "Ready, aim." And she said, "Tornado, tornado, tornado." And everybody ran for cover, and she escaped. So then the sergeant put the blonde-haired girl lady in front of the firing squad and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, "Nope, just blindfold me so I won't see what's going on." And the sergeant blindfolded. And then he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, "Nope." And he said, "All right, ready, aim." And she hollered, "Fire, fire, fire." Woo! I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, I got another joke for you. There were three women that were living in the house together. The oldest sister was 96 years old, and then her younger sister was 94 years old. And the baby sister was 92 years old. So the oldest sister drew her bath, and she stuck her foot in the bathtub, but she couldn't remember if she was getting out the tub or getting in the tub. So she called her second sister, and she said, "Sister, sister, I need your help." And the sister said, "Okay, I'll be there in a minute." And she started walking up the stairs, and she couldn't remember if she was going up the stairs or she was going down the stairs. So she called her babysitter, sister, which was downstairs eating breakfast at the breakfast table in the kitchen. And she said, "Hey, sister, we need your help." And her sister said, "Boy, I'm so glad I haven't lost my memory like my other sisters. I know what's going on. Knock on wood." And then the sister said, "Sister, sister, we need you now." And she said, "Okay, I'm coming, but let me answer the door first." Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Dummy, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Do you know? Do you know? Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a set of women that decided they were going to be handymen, and they were going to do small projects around the houses in their neighborhood. And they put together a flyer to pass around to all of the people, all of the houses in the neighborhood. And it said, willing to do small jobs around the house for a small amount of money, because we're handy women and we're trying to make some money. So she was walking around putting flyers on the cars and on the doorknobs of people's houses. And she saw this man going in his house, and she caught him before he walked in the door, and he gave him a flyer and told him that she was a handy woman and she was looking for any kind of small job that he could give her so she could make a little money. And it didn't have to be a big job. She could do any small jobs too. So he said, "Okay." And he looked at the flyer and he said, "Well, I got a Porsche. I need you to paint. Can you paint my Porsche?" And she said, "Sure, I can paint your Porsche." So he gave her a can of paint and gave her a paintbrush and told her to go out and paint his Porsche. Well, she left to go paint. And his wife was in the house, and his wife said, "Are you sure she can do the job? Isn't she aware that the porch goes all the way around the house?" And he said, "I don't know, but she was standing on the porch when I gave her the job, so I'm sure she knows that the porch will go all the way around the house. And I think she'll be okay." He said, "All right, well, we'll wait and see." So about 3 hours later, she knocked on the door, and she said, "I finished the job." And he said, "Oh, okay." And he paid her $50 for painting the job. And he didn't go out and check to verify what the job looked like. He just took her word for it, and he paid her, and she walked off. And then on the way, while she was walking off, she turned around and said, "By the way, I wanted to let you know that it wasn't a Porsche. It was a Camaro." Woo! I'm so funny. I moved the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was a blonde lady that walked into a department store, and she wanted to buy this big screen TV. And she put this big screen on the counter and said, "I want to buy this TV." And the man said, "We don't sell TVs to blonde-haired women." And she was like, "What?" So she left and went home and dyed her hair, and then she came back in a couple of days, and she put the big screen up on his counter and said she wanted to buy that big screen. And the man said, we don't sell TVs to blonde-haired women. And she was like, what? So she went home again, and she cut off all of the hair on her body. She shaved her eyebrows. She shaved her underarm hair. And she shaved all her body hair. And then she went back in a couple of days, and she put the big screen on his counter and said, I want to buy this big screen TV. And the man said, I think I told you, we don't sell TVs to blonde-haired women. And she said, what makes you think I'm a blonde-haired girl? I don't have any hair on my body. I shaved all my hair off, and I dyed the hair on my head. So what makes you think I'm a blonde-haired woman? And he said, because you're trying to buy this microwave as a TV. And it's not a TV. It's a microwave oven. Woo! I'm so funny. I moved the crowd. I made them laugh out loud. Well, all right. Well, time for us to take another commercial break. So, DJ, what time is it right now?
It's 4 o'clock.
Okay, great. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a cake fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and he came back. And he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office and remember the windows are all painted. So I'm in there and I ask the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
This is G Money, the pimp comic. And I've want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news. I play music in the air. I tell jokes to the listening audience. And I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a three-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter. And I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And I have a story to share with you. There was a man that came in from work, and he had told his wife that he got fired from the job because he was late to work. Every morning, he was supposed to get up and be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. But because he had had dreams of monsters crawling out from under his bed and attacking him and eating him alive, he wasn't able to get out of bed until like 10 o'clock in the morning. So every day he tried to get out of bed to get to work for 8 o'clock, but he wasn't able to do it. And he kept losing his job because he was late to work. And his wife told him, I think you need to go see a therapist or something about your problem, because we can't afford to pay the rent if you can't keep your job. So the man said, okay, I'll go see a therapist or something to talk about what my problem is. So he made an appointment to go see a therapist, a psychologist. And he went and he met with the psychologist. And he told the psychologist what his problem was. He had been dreaming about having monsters eating him alive. And he was scared to get out of bed in the morning because he had monsters. He dreamed that monsters were crawling out from under his bed and that they were going to eat him if he got out of bed. And so he would stay in bed all morning until the sun was up and it was bright and sunny outside. And then he would get up and get dressed and go to work. But by that time, he had been late to work so many times that he had gotten fired from the job. And his wife was trying to work, but she couldn't make the money that he was making, so she couldn't pay all the bills. And she told him that he needs to get out there and get another job so he can pay the bills, because she wasn't able to hold it down by herself. And the psychologist was like, oh, well, that's interesting. I guess I'm going to have to look up some reports from some world-famous psychologists about your problem. You say you're dreaming that monsters are attacking you at night and they're crawling from under your bed? Okay. Well, I'm going to have to look up some reports and see what Freud says about monsters crawling under the bed, out from under the bed and attacking people, and what Brahm says about monsters attacking people, and what Erickson says about people getting attacked by monsters. So I'm going to look up these psychologists and see what their reports are, what they say in their books about what's going on. And so the next time you meet with me, I should have some information for you to help you with your situation. And the man said, okay, sounds good. So when is the next time I'm supposed to meet with you? And he said, in 3 days. And the man said, oh, okay, 3 days. Okay, so how much is this meeting, your doctor visits, how much are they costing me? And the doctor said, well, I charge you $300 an hour. And the man said, $300 an hour? I can't pay that. And the doctor said, well, as soon as we solve your situation, then you'll be able to go back to work and you'll be able to make the money and pay me. So it's not a problem. We'll just have you set up with a long-term bill. And every time you come to see me, we'll just add that to your bill. And the man was like, but that's $300 every time I come and see you? And the doctor said, yeah, well, you know, I'm expensive. You know, I went to college for 4 years, and then I graduated from college, and I went to the master's program for 2 years. And then I went into a doctoral program for another 2 years. And then I did some long-term care, some long-term care facility for a long time, and I had to do long-term care. I had to do I had to do temporary doctoring for, you know, like 6 years. I had to do training for 6 years so that I could, you know, see everybody and I could figure out what their problems were. So, yeah, that's why it costs so much money, because I've done a lot of doctor-patient situations. And the man said, oh, okay, well, all right, then I guess I see you in 3 days. And he left, and he went back home to his wife and said, wow, I got to pay $300 an hour to see this doctor. He's really expensive. And his wife said, well, do you think he could help you? And he's like, I don't know. He's gone to a lot of schooling, and he got a lot of training, and he's done a lot of advisory work for a lot of different people. So I don't know. You know, he's talking about he wants me to do an hour or 2 hours a week at $300 an hour. So I don't know. And so the man didn't go back to the doctor. He went and was sitting in a bar, and he was drinking, and he was talking to the bartender, and he was telling the bartender that he was having problems, that he couldn't keep a job because he kept getting fired because he was late to work. And he couldn't understand, you know, what his problem was. And the bartender said, well, tell me what your problem is, and maybe I can have an answer for you. And the guy said, well, I got a real expensive doctor that I'm talking to about my problem. But, yeah, I'll share my problem with you. It's possible you might be able to come up with the answer. So he said, this is my problem. I've been dreaming that I have monsters coming out of my bed, and they're attacking me, and they're eating me up in the morning. So when I get out of bed in the morning, I'm always dreaming that when I step out of my bed, I have monsters that are crawling out from under my bed, and they're attacking me, and I'm scared to get out of bed. I feel like I have to stay in bed until the sun is up and it's bright and sunny outside, and then I feel like I can get up and I can walk out of my house, because I'm thinking that the monsters are gone by the time I can get up and get out of the house. And the bartender said, well, this sounds like you got a real interesting situation, but it's nothing that you can't figure, you can't answer. I have a solution for you. And the man said, what? You have a solution for me? He said, yeah, I got an answer for you. I mean, I'm not all learned and educated like your doctor friend is, but I got a solution for you if you want to hear it. And the man said, well, yeah, I want to hear your solution. And he said, and this will only cost you $10, which is the cost for your drink. And the man said, well, that's cool. Yeah, the doctor wanted to charge me $300 an hour. So if you can solve my problem for $10, which is the cost of a drink, yeah, I'm with that. So let's hear what you got to say. And the doc and the bartender said, well, cut the legs off of your bed and sit your mattress on the floor. And that way you won't have anything crawling out from under your bed to attack you in the morning, because your bed will be sitting on the ground. And the man said, wow, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. So if I do that, then there's no way for any monsters to crawl out from under the bed and attack me. Oh, that's a genius. I don't know why the doctor didn't think of that, but that's really smart. All right. Well, thank you, bartender. I appreciate your information. And the man walked out of the bar, and just so happened the psychologist was walking down the street, and he saw the man, and he said, hey, I remember you. You were one of my patients. Whatever happened with that situation where you had monsters crawling out from under your bed and you couldn't get out of bed to go to work? How did you solve that situation? And he said, well, I was talking to the bartender, and the bartender solved my problem. And the doctor said, the bartender solved your problem? Wait a minute. The bartender, somebody that barely has a high school education, he barely graduated from college, if he did at all, and he solved your problem? And I had to go to all kind of books for professional psychologists and read up on the situation and why you were having problems getting out of bed. And I had to study all of these psychologists and what they thought your problem was. I had to go through all of these books and figure out what the problem was. And you had a bartender that solved your problem. I can't believe that. You have somebody with limited education versus somebody that has a major amount of education, and you listen to that person to solve your problem. And the man said, well, would you like to hear what he said? And the doctor said, for sure. I'd really want to hear what this high school graduate told you about the problem that you were having, how somebody with 4 years of bachelor degree in college and 2 years of a master's program and 6 years of training and advisory training program, I couldn't come up with the answer for you, but you can listen to somebody that barely had a high school graduation. Yeah, I want to hear what he had to say. And the man said, well, he told me for the cost of a beer, which was $10 in his bar, he told me that all I had to do was cut the legs off of my bed and sit my mattress on the floor. And that way I couldn't have any monsters crawling out from under my bed and attacking me, because there would be no place for the monsters to hide under my bed. So I could get up in the morning and not worry about monsters attacking me, because there would be no monsters crawling out from under my bed. And the doctor said, wow, that's amazing. I wish I would have thought about that. That was amazing. I'll be damn that that person with little bit of education so told you how you could solve your problem, and it cost you $10 for the cost of a beer. I will be damned. I can't believe that. And the man walked up, and the doctor was just cussing as he was walking down the street. He was like, wow, I couldn't believe that he got an answer from some bartender in a bar. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. There was a lady that climbed the stairs to wake her son up for him to go to school in the morning, and she was going up the stairs, and she's like, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed and ready to go, because you got to go to school, don't you know? And he said, Mama, I don't want to go to school. The teachers don't like me, and the kids talk about me. I don't want to go to school today. Can I stay in bed for 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and get dressed, and I'll go to school? And his mother said, all right, I'm going to set your alarm clock for 15 minutes. I'm going to set the snooze alarm so that it'll wake you up, and then I'm coming back to get you up. And he said, yeah, 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 and he went back to sleep. And in 15 minutes, the alarm went off again, and his mother came up the stairs, and she said, rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get dressed and get ready to go, because you got to go to school, don't you know? And he said, yeah, Mama, but the kids don't like me, and the teachers talk about me. I don't want to go to school today. At least give me 15 more minutes, let me sleep, and then I'll get up and get dressed, and I'll leave to go to school. And she said, okay, I'll give you 15 minutes, but you got to get up and get dressed and be putting a move on it, because you'll be late to get to school. And he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he laid down and went back to sleep. And his mother set his snooze alarm for 15 minutes. And in 15 minutes, the alarm went off, and she was coming up the stairs again. And she was like, rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. It's time for you to get up and get dressed. You got to go to school, don't you know? And he said, oh, no. He said, I don't want to go to school because you know, the teachers don't like me and the kids talk about me. I don't want to go to school today. And his mother said, well, I don't know. I don't care about what the teachers say, and I don't care about what the kids are saying, but you need to get up and get dressed and go to school because that's your job. You're the principal. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I think we can play one song. DJ, play Happy Mother's Day song for the mothers that are listening to the show. And I want to hear what you did with my song, since I didn't hear it on Monday when you played my song for me. And then we'll do the birthdays. And we'll be at the end of the show. So, DJ, play Mother's Day song for us. And we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. I was a premature baby. I was so small. She loved me and cared for me and raised me till I was over 6 feet tall. I love my mom. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. When I was in grade school, I was a Cub Scout. And my mama was my den mother. She helped me with all of my crafts. And she helped me earn all my merit badges. I love my mama. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. When I played ball in school and in the park, my mama was in the stands, screaming and hollering for me with all of my fans. Happy Mother's Day, Happy Mother's Day. I was the best that I could be. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I got my first job. I was a paper boy. I asked my mother for a ride, and she bought me a Yamaha motorbike. And I drove the motorbike all over the city. And I threw my papers, and I did well. And I was, my mother was proud of me as I did the best that I could be. And then I asked my mother, what do I say? And she said, say please and thank you every day. And God will take your hand and he'll guide you along the way. And you can be the best that you can be every day. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I asked my daddy, what do I do so that I can be successful and make a lot of money just like you? My daddy said, boy, get off your butt and go to school. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I took their advice and I graduated from high school at the top of my class. My mama and daddy were at the graduation and they were so proud of me. I was the best that I could be. And then I went to junior college and I graduated with 2 AA degrees. My parents were at my graduation and they were so proud of me. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. I transferred to a 4-year university and I graduated with 2 4-year bachelor degrees. My mama and daddy were at my graduation and they were so proud of me. I was the best that I could be. I was
my mother and father were so happy with me. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. She was my favorite girl. I'm so happy she brought me in this world. Happy Mother's Day. I love my mother. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. You are my favorite girl. And I'm so happy you brought me in this world. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to shut it down and get ready for Friday's radio show. I know I'm going to look at some basketball games tonight and get excited about the NBA playoffs. But before I go, I want to acknowledge some birthdays from some followers of my radio show, some fans and friends of mine that follow the radio show. So, DJ Papa D, do you have a list of birthdays we can acknowledge for today, May 11th, 2020?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
For some reason, I'm having a problem pulling up Facebook. Let's see. Let me play a song while I'm trying to pull up the. Do you have a song you want to play while I'm trying to pull up the birthdays?
You can pull up Old School Flow for the listening audience.
Oh wait. All right, here we go. I got him now. All right, here are the birthdays for today, May 11th, 2023. Happy birthday to Yolanda Johnson. Happy birthday to Lena Washington. Happy birthday, Jasmine Phoenix. All three members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Happy birthday to Mr. Christian Racer X Holloway. Happy birthday to David Martin, 70 years young. Happy birthday to Dwayne Besock. Happy birthday to Harry McFadden. Happy birthday to Gerald Christmas. Happy birthday to Vincent Fan. Happy birthday to Alexis Whitney, also in her blue and white. Happy birthday to Raymond Barnes. Happy birthday to Dr. Deidre Clark. Happy birthday to Liz Lewis, also in blue and white. Happy birthday to Anastasia Rochelle. Happy birthday to Simona Warren Patterson. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Dale Lassane, one of my homeboys from elementary school. And that's it for the birthday, so we want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating the birthday today, May 11th. 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on May 11th, 2023. All right. May God's glory shine upon everybody, and may everybody believe in the Lord and Savior that He saved all of us from damnation, and may we be forever grateful for His death and His dying and His Father sending Him down to save all of our souls. I want to say it's my pleasure to wish everybody a happy birthday that's celebrating their birthday today. And that meant their mothers were pregnant during the winter time, during the winter days of their pregnancy, and they had you in the beginning of the heat weather when it was difficult to deliver babies. I'm saying God bless you, and may God give you the glory for being alive and worshiping in His glory. And without further ado, I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday by a birthday song that goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, and may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And may your family and friends surround you with love and kindness and the graciousness of our Lord and Savior as he blesses you with another day of life. And may I commend you on being alive and living in the glory of our Lord and Savior. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And we'll be back for more of the show tomorrow on Friday. So have a good week and a good evening. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil
that the devil is presenting to the press. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.